It was just over a week ago when a gunman entered a gay nightclub in Orlando and killed 49 people, the worst mass shooting in modern U.S. history. And in just a few days, the Tampa Bay area hosts Florida's biggest celebration for the LGBT community, St. Pete Pride. WUSF's Quincy Walters introduces us to a few local residents who are processing their grief while still looking ahead.
It's early Saturday morning at the Myrtle Hill Memorial Park in Tampa, and the Sanfilese family is burying 24-year-old Christopher Sanfilese. The Gaither High School graduate and banker is one of 49 people killed in last week's shooting at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando. The funeral procession passes by onlookers, including Courtney Akridge, who comes to pay her respects. She didn't know Christopher, but says she feels connected as part of the LGBT community.
I think it's important, in light of everything that's happened, that we unify and come together, all of the LGBT community, family, friends, and allies, and show our support from everybody involved in this tragedy.
Later in the day, across the bay in St. Petersburg, a Pride pool party is underway at the Gay St. Pete House. It's a bed and breakfast. Reuben Anthony just moved to St. Pete from Los Angeles. He sits poolside and says he needs a drink to talk about what happened at Pulse. What happened at the Orlando nightclub has made him more defiant about being out in the community.
It's just time to deal with it and go on, you know, and protect ourselves and be more vigilant now to see what's going on. You don't know who's out there anymore.
And will you be going to Pride next week?
Oh, yes, of course. I'm not scared of it. If anything's going to happen, it's going to happen. We can't prevent it.
Stanley Solomons, a board member of St. Pete Pride, says tragedy at Pride can be prevented. He says organizers met with city police and the Pinellas Sheriff's Office to talk about extra protection. The FBI will also be there. He says hateful people won't ruin Pride.
They're not going to stop this. If we stop this, or we make any major changes, then they've won. And I will not see that happen. I don't think any one of us wants to see that happen. We want to go on. That's it.
Saturday's parade is the highlight of the annual Pride event. Solomons says at its start, there will be a memorial for the victims of the Pulse massacre. A poster of each person who died will be carried. And there will be 17 minutes of silence, 10 seconds for every person killed and injured.
I still have trouble talking about it. And I don't know how long it'll be before I really can, but there has to be light ahead.
Thoughts of the shooting are still very present late that night at the Honey Pot Gay Nightclub in Tampa's Ybor City. Before last weekend, security at the Honey Pot was fairly light. Tonight, there are two police officers standing in front. The guy checking IDs is turning people away, telling them no one can carry bags inside. At around 11 o'clock, the club is pretty empty. Only a few people are dancing. But closer to midnight, the place starts filling with people. People are dancing into each other. A drag queen named Elisa Summers walks on stage in a neon pink and green unitard. She dances and lip syncs to a Justin Bieber tune on the catwalk.
Yes. How are we doing tonight? Make some noise, please. How many homosexuals you got in the house? Yes. We gotta keep supporting our gay businesses. Thank you so much. So much for joining us tonight. DJ T-Quest, take it away.
It's a little after midnight, and outside, there's now a line to get in. Jeffrey Ramsey is with a group of friends. He says by being here, he's taking a stand to simply live his life.
To go out and dance and have a good time and not the fear of getting shot, you know, because of like my life and what my life was destined to be.
For this crowd, this wasn't just any weekend. It was a moment to remember the tragedy at Pulse, but also a moment to live and look forward. Quincy Walters, WUSF 89.7 News.